Good evening, Lock Haven Baptist Church and church family. Thank you so much for joining me this evening in the pastor study. Let's go to the Lord in prayer as we begin our time together this evening. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the time we have to be together. Bless us tonight as we study your word. Open our hearts and minds that we may hear from you. Give us a hunger and a thirst for you and your righteousness like never before. God, we need you. We ask you, Lord, to bless our church tonight. Help us as a church family to love one another and love this community and to love the world like you loved it. Not in a fleshly manner, but in a godly manner. Help us to love this world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's see what the choir has in line for us this evening. Got a few songs lined up for us and hope you enjoy this. This is a wonderful song. His name is wonderful. Wonderful. And yes, it is. So let's see what kind of announcements we have today. Don't forget, this Friday, 11 o'clock, you can pick up bread here at the church, or Saturday. We're so thankful for Publix donating it to us so we can use it to be a blessing to our church family and to our community. Thank you very much for doing that and getting it to the people who need it the most. 3 o'clock on Saturday, prayer time with Sister Kim on her Facebook page. Ladies, please join her there. And then Sunday morning, 11 o'clock a.m., here in person at the church. We'd love to see you there. If you cannot make it for whatever reason, we will be live on Facebook and YouTube from the church auditorium. What a blessing it has been to be able to have met with our church family and to have such a wonderful service last Sunday on Mother's Day. That was quite the blessing. And then Sunday at 4 o'clock, Sister Dyer and Jared will be doing their Bible times there on Facebook Live on the church Facebook page. So join them as they keep our kids informed and update and involved in the Word of God. How much of a blessing it has been to have the Dyers do that for us. Thank you very much, Sister Stacy and Jared. That was a blessing. Let's see here if I can fast forward this just a tad bit. It's going to be a little difficult because it's not much at all. And let's see if we can have the piano play. During this time is going to be an instrumental time. I'm going to read a little bit of the prayer list. You add in the comment section your prayer requests that you have, and then we will pray at the end of this. So let's listen to Sister Lois as she plays here our piano instrumental. Remember our church family, our deacons, the ministries of the church, the blessing of the Scripture Press from all the years, being able to print and distribute and publish the Word of God. Pray that God would bring us a press that would do the work of the Lord and print good quality scriptures. Our law enforcement personnel, our medical personnel, our first responders, those that are working every day now and back to work, pray God will keep them safe and help them to stay away from harm's way. All of our unspoken requests, all of those special needs that are dear to people's hearts. Our missionary families, I pray God would bless them, strengthen them, and comfort them during this time. And all those that are on our cancer list, the medical list, those that have lost loved ones in the past couple of weeks, certainly be in prayer for them. Let's go to the Lord in prayer as we seek His face during this time. Join me, if you would, in prayer. Father, thank you, Lord, for this opportunity. Bless us tonight, Lord, as we intercede on behalf of our friends, our family, our countrymen. Lord, this world stands in need of you. God, I pray that you help us as a church to be intercessor prayer warriors, Lord, praying and seeking your face. Lord, we ask you to bless us tonight. Those that need healing, heal them. Those, Lord, need protection. Those that need encouragement. Lord, those that still need to get back to work, I pray, God, you'd help them. Lord, our missionary family, please put your hand of protection upon them. Bless them as they seek out lost people, sharing the word of God with them that they might get saved. In Jesus' name we pray tonight. We love you. Amen. I think we have lined up a special song by Sister Barbara Jones, and we're going to get this here lined up on the proper timing. There, I hope that is correct, and I think I need to back up 2 little seconds. And I'll tell you, that is not easy. Here you go. Listen to Sister Barbara sing.
Tell me the story of Jesus. Write on my heart every word. Tell me the story most precious. Sweetest that ever was heard. Tell how the angels in chorus sang as they welcomed His birth. Glory to God in the highest. Peace and good tidings to earth. The story of Jesus, write on my heart every word. Tell me the story most precious, sweetest that ever was heard. Fasting alone in the desert, tell of the days that He passed, how for our sins He was tempted, yet was triumphant at last. Tell of the years of His labor, tell of the sorrow He bore. He was despised and afflicted, homeless, rejected, and poor. Tell me the story of Jesus, light on my heart every word. Tell me the story most precious, sweetest that ever was heard. Tell of the cross
Of Jesus. I almost forgot the blood drive Sunday, May 17th, 2020, from 9 o'clock to 2 o'clock. The big red bus will be in the church parking lot. And so if you're able to give blood, come by during those times, 9 o'clock to 2 o'clock, Sunday, May 17th. Let's take our Bibles and go to Psalms chapter number 51. Psalms chapter 51. I mentioned a little bit about this here chapter, this book last week, this here chapter, chapter 51. It is a tremendous chapter in the Word of God, dealing with sin and the forgiveness of sin. And King David, in his brokenness, turned to the Lord during that time. But there are so many different problems with sin. I know it's just a three-letter word, S-I-N, but there is a lot of things that fall under S-I-N, a lot. Simple disobedience in the Garden of Eden caused mankind to fall under the wrath and penalty of death because of sin. So sin is a great problem, but there is consequences. And we need to take just a few moments this evening and look at it. Now, I've been trying to be encouraging and a blessing during this time where we've been in the pastor study because we have gone through some difficult times as a church. But I don't want us to get to the point that we forget that sin, for the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Because of sin, our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, died on the cross of Calvary, suffered a shameful death for you and I. And so I want us to stay clear and focus on this because sin can sneak up on you. You know, the idle mind's the devil's workshop. And so we've been social distancing and staying at home and all this, well, sometimes that can get us in trouble. So tonight I want to remind us a little bit about this subject called sin in the Word of God. Psalms 51 verse 1. Have mercy upon me, O Lord, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies. Blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions and my sin is ever before me. Against thee, thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest and be clear when thou judgest. Verse 5. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts and in the hidden part. Thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I will be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins. Blot out all mine iniquities. Verse 10. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not the Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Then will I teach transgressors their way, thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O Lord, thou God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. Verse 15. O Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. For thou desirest not sacrifice, else would I give it. Thou delightest not in burnt offerings. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, and a broken and contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. Do good in thy good pleasure unto Zion. Build thou the walls of Jerusalem. Then shalt thou be pleased with the sacrifices of righteousness, with the burnt offering and whole burnt offerings. Then shall they offer bullocks upon thine altar. Sin and forgiveness. You know, sin has a problem. And I think sometimes we allow ourselves to be too familiar with sin. Sin cost God a very high price. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Whoever believed him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Sin is not something to be trifled with. But the problem with you and I is God's children. I'm going to speak just for a little bit to us. To us that know Christ as our personal Lord and Savior. Sometimes, I'm going to tell you, the problem with sin is this. The great guilt that you and I carry because we get involved in sin. You know, the Bible says they love darkness because their deeds was evil. Or because the natural consequences of sin, the remembrance of sins that we've committed, are the sins that we're living in right now. And if I behold iniquity in my heart, dear friend, the Bible says in Psalm 66:18 that God will not hear me. And this guilt will either drive us to repentance, or it will make us puffed up and make us run from the very presence of God, because be ye holy, for he is holy. Now listen, you and I cannot be holy. But we are saved and bought by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit of God lives within us, and we are to be conformed to the image of Christ. We need to renew our minds. We need to be transformed. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. And so this guilt will run us away from God or draw us to God. And then there's the lack of consistent victory in our lives as children of God. You know, the Bible teaches us that our faith is our victory. But this here problem that arises in our life, the sins and the weights that does so easily beset us, as it talks about in Hebrews, dear friend, and the inconsistency in victories in our lives, it's a stumbling block not only to us, but to others. And the devil would want nothing more than to trap you and I into the bondage of guilt, of no victory in our lives. When we can have victory, we're more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. And then there's the questions, you know, that arises and that we have, and you know, will God, does he truly? Yes, God truly forgives, and he's faithful and just to forgive us of all sins and all iniquities. And we just need to be faithful to run to him so that we can have that forgiveness. And then those questionable areas. These are the areas Well, I really don't think that that is sin. Well, you know, all the folks are doing that, whatever that is. I'm going to be honest with you, dear friend. When your heart convicts you, when your heart pricks you, when the conscience that God put in you, then the Holy Spirit of God begins to grab a hold of you and tell you, listen, this is wrong and this is not the right way. You know, it is not expedient for you to be to go down this path and to go into the place of these questionable areas, dear friend. If it's questionable, why you even want to be close to it? Why do we want to justify it? If your heart is saying no, dear friend, let God guide you and lead you. If you're saved, the Holy Spirit of God's job is to guide us during this time. So the problems that I see for Christian folks and for you and I that are born again, you know, and not just religious. There's a lot of folks going to look at the Lord and say, Lord, we've done great and mighty things. You know what Jesus is going to say in the latter days? He's going to say, depart from me, you worker of iniquity. I never knew you. It's not by works of righteousness that we work up. It is because of the blood of Christ that was shed on the cross of Calvary for you and I. Faith in that finished work and the atonement of Christ and repentance to God, that a man from his heart or a woman from her heart is born again into the family of God. So the problem is, dear friend, is, you know, the sin that we continually play with and trifle with. Whatever yours is. I know, name some, preacher. You know, and I know, what sins and what weights that so easily beset us. And we are mature people. We've got God's Word. We have the Holy Spirit of God living inside of us. And I don't have to say, well, smoking, drinking, cussing, fornication, gambling, you know, immodesty, you know, vulgar language. I don't have to come up. The Holy Spirit of God is dealing with you right now with a sin that you are feeling about, and you're saying, oh, well, I just don't know. I just, well, let me tell you something different. That sin and my sin is what caused Christ to have to go to Calvary's cross. So there's a problem with sin, and we need to take a new view and a new look the way that God looked at it. And in this passage that we read out, David did that. That's you and I. And then we have society. Well, I'm going to tell you, society's confused. Every time you turn around, they're calling that good that is evil and calling evil good. Oh, listen. Well, sin is not a serious thing. After all, you preacher, we're in 2020 right now, and you know, it's 2020, so you got to have better vision at this sin. Different, I'm going to tell you, the Word of God is the vision that we need that tells us what is transgression of the way of God and the work of God and the law of God. Sin is serious. All sorts of things that are not sins. And we try to justify. We try to twist Scripture and look at Scripture, and we try to get as close to the edge as we possibly can. Dear friend, that's ridiculous. We are a peculiar people. We are God's children. And we should be as different as night and day from this world. How in the world, when it says here, at the end of this chapter, it says here, after asking God to create a clean heart and asking God to, you know, restore his joy, then David said this, verse 13, then will I teach transgressors thy way. They don't need to know how you and I are living such a sinful way that we cause a blot and a blight and a shame upon the name of Christ. They need to see holiness and holy living and people, God's children, walking closely to God. He said, then will I teach transgressors thy way, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Listen, child of God. Sin is serious. And there's so much stuff that you and I get involved in that we justify. So there's the actual problem with sin. that the guilt that it places on us, the lack of it drains us, it weights us down, and we see the victory line, we see the finish line, and it's just like we stumble and fall. It just trips us up again. And we should have victory in Christ Jesus. And all those questionable areas, why do we need to leave them alone? Listen, if the heart convicts us, then our heart's great. The Holy Spirit of God is doing a work in our heart. We need to be careful. And then there's the principles we see in this passage. David made absolutely no attempt to cover them up. And I'm going to tell you, dear friend, we are not going to prosper if we continue to cover up the sins that we're fooling around in and we're living in, that has entrapped us and entangled us. You're better than that. I'm better than that. We need to allow the Lord God to have victory in our lives. And David did not. Look what he says in verse 3. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Quit trying to cover it up. The Bible says in Numbers, the book of Numbers, be sure your sin is going to find you out. There's going to come a day, dear friend, we might hoodwink our wives, our children, our co-workers, our church family, and so forth and so on. But dear friend, there comes a day when you and I, as God's children, the Bible teachers, we're going to look at Christ in the white of the eye, at the bema seat of Christ, and we're going to give an account in this body what we've done, whether good or bad. We're going to give an account for it. Quit covering it up. Own it. Seek God. Ask for forgiveness. And flee from lust. Draw nigh to God, and He'll draw nigh to thee. He made absolutely no attempt to rationalize it. Look what it says in verse number 4. Against thee, God, against thee, thee only, have I, not my wife, not my children, not my co-worker. David said, I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest and be clear when thou judgest. Never in my life seen a bunch of folks trying to rationalize sin. Trying to figure out in their minds. Dear friend, when we sin, yes, we sin and it hurts people, but we sin against a holy and righteous God. It's nobody's fault but our own. Oh, but I was raised this way. But I'm from this part of the country. I'm from that part. And I didn't have parents. And I didn't have... Dear friend, we have God Almighty that loved us enough that He gave His only begotten Son. Whosoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. We have a Father in heaven who loves us. Quit rationalize it. He saw his sin as it really was. You know, the Bible teaches us in Hebrews that everything is open to the eye of God. Everything. I don't know why we think we can just hide and get away and get off in our corner in our secret place and away from... why do we think we can get away from the eyes of God? He said, in thy sight. These are the principles that we find in this passage. He didn't cover it. He didn't rationalize it. He owned it, and he said, it's before you, God. God, you saw it. God saw him looking down over the banister at Bathsheba. God saw all that before they ever got in bed together. The Bible teaches us that if we even think in our heart in the New Testament, lust after another person is already, we've committed adultery already. He said it was in thy sight. And he saw sin as it was against God. Look what he said. Against thee. Different, we got to understand this. Different, when we get involved with sin, we are opposing the righteousness of God. We were standing in the face of God, we're saying, God, I really don't care. I want to fulfill the lust of the flesh. And it's against God. We oppose him. And he said, against thee and thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest. Dear friend, if the Holy Spirit of God speak into your heart, he's just. He loves you. He cares for you. He wants the best for you. He wants to help conform you into the image of Christ. He wants to save you from heartache, pain, and troubles. Destruction, when sin is finished, it brings forth destruction, dear friend, death. Verse 10. He saw that his only answer was God. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. The only answer for sin. They tried slaying bullocks, goats, turtle doves. Thousands of years they sacrificed and rolled the sins forward. He was the Messiah, Jesus Christ, the righteous, came, the Lamb of God, and he saves to the uttermost. There is no more sacrifice for sin. God is the answer. He brought the answer through the Lord Jesus Christ. And when we are saved and we're born again, dear friend, and we get in sin and we backslide, dear friend, the answer is not standing in stubbornness and stiff-neckedness. It is turning to God and saying, God, you are the answer. When you saved me, you're the answer. When you bought me as your own through the blood of Christ, you are the answer. Now that I'm yours, you are the answer. So the problem is all that guilt it brings and the lack of victory in our life. Us living around questionable things. And then society confusing everything and labeling sin like this is bad and that is bad. Yes, there's levels of disgust and levels of heartache that sin brings, but different, it was the very disobedience of Adam and Eve that brought the wrath of God upon man. Do you want to help? Do you want help living the Christian life in victory? Do you want it? Why not just begin today? Why not turn to God today and say, God, I want to have a victorious life in Christ today. Galatians chapter 2:20. The life I live in this flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Today, quit doing like a Pharaoh. When you want these frogs gone, how about tomorrow? Dear friend, we need victory today. And it comes by having a healthy view and knowledge of what sin is and what it does and what it costs. And I'm going to tell you this. Sin will take you a whole lot further than you ever thought you'd go. It's going to keep you longer than you ever thought you would stay. I know, just going to get out. It's pleasurable just for a little bit. Going to get out there just for a little bit. It's going to keep you longer. When it gets its tentacles into you, it's going to hold on to you. It's going to keep you longer out there. And I'm going to tell you something different. In the very end, it's going to cost you, because Christ paid for it. It's going to cost you more than you ever thought you could pay. Be sure your sin is going to find you out. We need to have a healthy view of what sin is. Listen, the devil's not your friend. This flesh, if it's left to itself, will bring shame, heartache, and destruction. That's why we're told in the Word of God to walk in the Spirit. We need to learn to yield ourselves as instruments of righteousness to Christ. And we need to quit worrying about being ourselves and be holy as he is holy. And that only happens when we walk in the light of the Word of God. Let's take a moment and let's listen to Rock of Ages just for a minute. What a beautiful hymn that is there. Rock of Ages. Thank you. What a beautiful hymn. Thank you so much for being with us this year, this evening in the pastor's study. We've had a blessed time together. What a topic, sin. But there's forgiveness through Christ Jesus. Thank you, Father, for the forgiveness that you offer us. Looking forward to seeing you this Sunday, 11 o'clock in person here in the church auditorium at Lock Haven Baptist Church. If you cannot make it, please join us live from Facebook or YouTube, either one. It has been a tremendous time that we've had together, but I'm looking forward to the day when we are in service every week like we used to be, Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, Bible clubs, Sunday school classes, choir practice, prayer time. I'm looking forward to it. Until then, we're going to still be found faithful. Father, we love you. Thank you, Lord, for this night. Bless us, Lord, as we go our way, and help us to honor you. In Jesus' name, amen. You have a good evening.